I'm talking this afternoon to Tom Johnson, and Tom, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, I am Tom Johnson, and spent all my life developing and printing photographs for other people, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Now long retired for the last 17 years or something like that, and still living an active life.
Tom, when did you first get involved in photography in the Cambridge area?
It was straight after school. And I'd have been 16 at the time, and I was at Impington Village College, and we had the warden there, who was Mr. A.J. Parr, a very, very keen photographer, and used to operate with his 10x8 cameras and his 5x4 cameras, and he made a darkroom at the Village College. And I used to go in there and help him, and very often after school hours. And from that point on up till then, I was going to be a carpenter with F.L. Unwins at Histon. I was a member of the Craftsman's Guild at the Village College because I won the Woodwork Prize. I'm bragging now. Wow. And Mr. Frank Unwin was going to take me on as an apprentice. And then I had a change of mind at the last minute. I'd got all my tools. And talking with Mr. Parr, he said, "You want to go into photography. Do you fancy being on a roof in the middle of winter putting up roof trusses?" So he introduced me to university cameras, Mr. Gruffydd Rees, and I started there. And that was the start of, yeah, a very enjoyable life of work, apart from being interrupted by joining the RAF for 3 years, or almost 4 years. But then I came back to it as well.
What year would it have been when you started at university cameras?
Yeah, it'd be about 1948-49.
And university cameras, was that part of Kempkin's setup then?
No,
or
no.
They were photographic retailers, were they? Or did they do professional photography as well?
Retailers. Yep, they were in St Mary's Passage. Number one, I think it was, St Mary's Passage. They have two brothers, and Mr Gruffydd Rees was an ex-Battle of Britain fighter pilot, but he got involved with the Berlin Airlift in bringing stuff back and buying it off the Americans when they used to come into the shop. But at the same time, he had this D&P Works, which was in Bridge Street, opposite then the old King and Harper's. And we did the processing there beneath the well-known man upstairs, V.S. Stokely, the bookbinder. And the other brother, he then started up Fencolor. So Fencolor was a part of the university camera setup, and that operated at Bridge Street for a start, and I was involved in that with the Kodak dye transfer process, long forgotten, but was very good at the time. And then Fencolor was getting bigger and bigger, and it was then transferred to Newmarket Road, where the Star Brewery was. And then from the Star Brewery, it then went over to Coldham's Road. And that was where their demise came eventually. I was doing just processing, and I was with university cameras for 3 years. And then I went into the Air Force, my national service, and I decided to do a bit longer because I thought I was going to carry on in the RAF, but I didn't. And I didn't do photography in the RAF. I was into signals and spent quite a time there in the RAF, and then getting attached to the American Air Force at Manston, an era I would prefer to forget. Typical American sort of organisation, and quite a lively place to be when you've got drunken Americans, you know. I daren't say too much about that.
After your time in the RAF, did you come back to Cambridge and go back to university cameras, or did your career move in a different direction then?
Yes, I went back to university cameras, and even while I was in the RAF on leave, I used to go back to work if I had, say, 7 days leave, and they always appreciate the fact that I was there because they were always understaffed. So I used to do that, and then of course when I came out of the Air Force, I went back there permanently, and that went on for probably about 3 or 4 years. I was there, and then I was headhunted by Kempkins.
Kempkins then had started up in Cambridge when and where before you went to them?
Well, Kempkins originally, of course, was a chemist shop, and I think it goes back to the early 1800s, and I think it was in those days it was called Brewster's, and then I think it changed to Kempkins. When I went to Kempkins, there was still a Campkin man there, Francis Campkin, albeit he only used to ever sit in a chair in the shop and chat with people when they come in. That time, the Campkin shop, from that point on, moved over to Mr. Thomas Howell, and he started up the photographic side of it, mainly in his house in the loft at home in Windsor Road, where he was doing various bits of process. And the interesting thing with him as well was you couldn't get film, of course, at that time, but he used to somehow secure RAF film, the old 5-inch roll stuff, and used to cut it into 120 size and things like that. So that's what he did with the film side at that time, and a bit of processing. And then from that time on, after it got a bit too much there, it moved to Rose Crescent, and that would be the upper two floors there. That's when I joined the Campkin setup under the manager of Mr. Fred Ingham, who was then transferred to the Peterborough branch, and I then took over there as manager. And from there on in, we moved from Rose Crescent to St Andrew's Hill. And from St Andrew's Hill, we then moved on to Devonshire Road.
Photo processing part of Campkins then, this took place up above the premises in Rose Crescent, did it originally?
Yes.
When eventually was it that Campkins moved the development and processing up to Anglia Photo Works in Devonshire Road?
Before going to Devonshire Road, we went to St Andrew's Hill, near the little cobbler shop in the old premises, which was Foyster and Jags, the printers, at the back, more or less, of Robert Sales, quite close to the bun shop.
Yep, yep.
And then we were there for a few years, and then we had very short notice from the council to vacate the building because they were going to build the Lion Yard car park.
Yeah.
So we were out of business for some time, and then we bought the premises from Mr. Gordon Thoday, who was quite a well-known man in Cambridge with his fabrics and furnishings and shop-fitting business. And that was in Devonshire Road, number 66. And we were there quite a few years. We purchased the premises from Mr. Gordon Thoday. And then, of course, with the coming of digital, the business, I was no longer there. I retired on my 65th birthday. From that point on, digital took over, and the premises were bought for Citizens Advice Bureau.
Mr. Howell sounds as if he was really quite an entrepreneur, taking on this small chemist business and building it into the much larger empire that Campkins became in Cambridge and Peterborough and possibly elsewhere as well, I don't know.
Apart from being a chemist himself, he was also an optician and also quite a keen sportsman, excellent cricketer. He also had the idea of expanding into other things, which I suppose for a start he didn't really know too much about. And mainly that was into radio, hi-fi and all that, which was then the thing of the moment. And so we had a shop then in Peterborough in Park Road, which was all hi-fi and so forth. I keep referring to it as we, but all right, it's Mr. Howell. And then, of course, the shops in Cambridge, the one in Market Street with the radio place up above. Down below, they did the photographic retailing. And also there was the two on King's Parade, 15 King's Parade, and KP Camera Shop. And in the shop in number one Rose Crescent was the projector hire, film hire, and also arrangements made there to do film shows for various people. And later on, of course, I headhunted the camera repair mechanics from University Cameras, Mr. Freddie Rowell and Neville Griswood, and we started up a camera repair shop in Mill Road. And at the same time in Mill Road, we had the retail shop going, and also in Mill Road was the studio, which was known as Mill Road Studio. And then other activities that were going on, Tom Howell Process Labs. We changed the name to Anglia Photoworks, and it was formed as a limited company. And at the same time then, various shops were springing up. One in Bond Street in London, another one in the Royal Exchange in London, another one in Cricklewood in London. And at Newmarket, there was one in the High Street at Newmarket. And at Peterborough, there was the studio, which was known as Maybone Studio. There was also the camera shop on the Broadway. And there was next door to that was, again, another hi-fi shop and record shop. And the DMP Works at that particular time was on what I say was the Market Square. It probably wasn't called the Market Square. All that then with the studio was transferred to Broadway. And then, of course, we purchased the premises at Old Walton of the Automatic Photo Printing Company, carried on there with the DMP Works, Development and Printing Works, and also Postcard Printing. Also, we had at that time a place in Lincoln, and also then we started to move out to Dublin in Grafton Street. And to the best of my knowledge, I believe there are still two processing places in Dublin. I can't think of anything else. There might have been a few more bits and pieces kicking about.
That's amazing. It did really well, didn't it?
Mm.
Amazing. I had no idea it was such
And they had a chain of opticians.
Right.
It was Kempkins, and then you probably remember he then bought up various other companies, and that was Kempkin and Wade, and there was another one in the new complex, because we had the shop. What do they call the new? I call it the new one, behind the Lion Yard. Oh, it's called the Lion Yard complex.
Lion Yard.
When they pulled that all down. Well, where Clinton Cards were, we had the photographic shop there, of course.
What happened to the company in the end? Because now Kempkins, if I'm correct about this, have only got the one place left in Cambridge on King's Parade, or is the company larger than it appears?
After Mr. Howell stopped work at about 93 or whatever he was, the son took over. And his interest was always in Ireland because of his marital connections. And so I think that the emphasis was moved from Cambridge. And as I say, with the digital, you know, the processing works, it was obvious that was going to pack up. So the same applied at Peterborough with the processing there. And I just think that there was, because the KP Professional Sales, they went in, because that was another one in Cambridge, that one. They were up at Clifton Road.
Yep.
And I think now, even as soon as Mr. Howell retired, or stopped, or was unable to carry on, his son sold off number one Rose Crescent, which was owned by the Kempkin setup. And now I believe, I've been told, that number 11, the main place and the head office, that has also been sold off.
Can I ask you about the two studios that you mentioned then, Tom? The Mill Road Studio and the Maybone Studio up at Peterborough. Roughly when did the company have them, and did they take them over from other photographers? And what else can you tell me about them?
I can't remember the chap's name, but there were brothers who had the Automatic Photo Printing Company. Two elderly chaps, and they later on, when they retired from the business, they ran it for us for some time, and then after they left, the opportunity came up to buy Frist Postcards and another company down in the West Country who were well known in the postcard world, and we bought up the negatives and the equipment and everything, and that was all installed at Walton. We carried on then and merged in the development and printing part in with that, and it came under the management of one person, both operations. And then the DMP work stopped, and for some few months I continued to run the postcard side to finish off outstanding orders from various post offices who'd had orders sort of every 3 months they wanted 300 prints of this and all that sort of business. So, and then we transferred all the negatives and the equipment over to Cambridge, not to use, but just to store. And with the Maybone Studio, that finished while it was still at the Broadway.
Was Maybone the previous photographer there that had that one at Peterborough?
I don't know who the owners were of that, but that was one that we acquired, Maybone Studios, and that was run by a chap named Millward.
Just a commercial photographer studio when you took it over, was it?
That's right, yeah.
You mentioned Mill Road Studio. Can you recall who was there before in Mill Road Studio?
No, no, I wouldn't know. I think, in actual fact, it was probably more or less out of action. I think whoever was there probably died or something, or retired. And I think we took it on, and the chap who was running that was an ex-Cambridge News photographer, Doug Rattle. Yeah, he used to do mainly weddings, a bit of commercial, but not a great deal.
So the Mill Road Studio, so I keep going back to that.
Yeah.
What number Mill Road was
18.
That? 18. And you did camera repairs there as well, did you?
Same yeah, same place, and the retail, yeah.
Just thinking about developing printing, how many of the professional photographers around Cambridge did you used to do material for? Were most of them doing their own stuff, or were they coming to you?
I think
for...
you've got to split it up and say, well, there's a DMP Works, Development and Printing Works, who were known as wholesale photo finishers, and did the work for people like Boots, other chemist shops. And in our particular case, a lot of our work was when we processed all the processing for the American bases in this country. That was our main income, I suppose. And then you had the professional, what we called the professional labs, like Streamline, who were up there on off Barmore Road. Mike Manny, of course, he did quite a bit of professional processing. There's another one on Clifton Road. Now, I can't remember the chap's name, other than that he left Streamline and started up on his own. And, of course, Bruce Nye, he did his own sort of processing. We did quite a bit of processing in those earlier days for Cambridge News as well. We used to do quite a lot for them when they had breakdowns and whatever. But generally speaking, we took on professional jobs which we could handle. But if there was, you know, if it involved working with 5.4 negatives and stuff like that, no.
So mainly 35mm stuff?
Well, yeah, in the later stages, yeah, 35mm. And prior to that, of course, it was 120 mid-size format, 120, 3.5, 2.5, that sort of thing. And then things sort of changed with, you know, the oncoming of different types of cameras, 1.26 size, 1.10 size, disc and all that. And that was sort of probably a downhill step quality-wise, all that, you know.
And each one of those you needed new equipment to do.
But 35mm, yeah, later stages, of course, mainly, well, you could say virtually all of it was 35mm.